Governor Blair's reply. The delegation carried back with them the governor's reply, brief and to the point, but adequate. I am satisfied that the foregoing statement of principles and practices of the Seventh-day Adventists is correct, and that they are entitled to all the immunities secured by law to those who are conscientiously opposed to bearing arms, or engaging in war. Austin Blair, Governor of Michigan. Dated, August 3, 1864. The next step had to be taken in Washington. For this important mission, J. N. Andrews, armed with appropriate documents, was sent as the church's emissary. Reported James White in the Review of September 6, 1864. Brother J. N. Andrews left for Washington, Monday, August 29, well endorsed from the highest military authority in this city. He will report through the Review as soon as possible. May it be favorable for those who have enlisted to serve under the Prince of Peace. 2 weeks later, the Review carried Andrews Washington, D.C., report. He had successfully followed through, and now Adventists would be fully recognized as noncombatants. They would be assigned to duty in hospitals, or to the care of freedmen, or would be exempt on the payment of $300. However, on the local level, recognition of the claims of Adventist men was difficult to secure. During this time, the intensity of the war had been such that the General Conference Committee made an appeal for Sabbath, August 27, to be made a day of fasting and prayer. 3 points of concern were named in a brief article in the Review. 1. The existing war, which threatens to very much retard the progress of the third angel's message. 2. The condition of American slaves. 3. That God will direct His people to act wisely and humbly in reference to the draft, and overrule impending events to their good and His glory. Ibid, August 9, 1864. On October 20, the President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, proclaimed the last Thursday in November next, as a day of thanksgiving and prayer to Almighty God, the beneficent Creator and Ruler of the universe. It was a day for humility and pleading with God for peace, union, and harmony throughout the land. Ibid, November 8, 1864. In January 1865, the President issued another call for 300,000 volunteers to fill up the ranks in the armies. It was expected that most of this need would be supplied by a draft, and this would take a number of Adventists. James White wearily commented in the Review. If this war continues, God only knows what it will do for even noncombatants. Unless heaven interposes, they may not always be treated with that respect and mercy which they now receive. Ibid, January 24, 1865.